A Level Pool. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you more about what's fair in high school swimming next on MHSAA Perspective.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
There's been a controversy in the swimming community over the use of what swimmers have been wearing to gain a competitive advantage in the pool. These aren't your father's or your mother's swimming suits. This is equipment. A garment worn that improves a swimmer's buoyancy and reduces the drag factor, resulting in improved time, dramatically improved times. Hey, why don't they just put a propeller on the kids or an airfoil on them? Or just give them jet skis? These suits are wrong. They're cheating. The controversy attempted to trickle down, well, let's make that gush down, to the high school level, where well-to-do parents and well-heeled school swimming programs were salivating, licking their chops to spend several hundred dollars on each one of these suits for their kids. And it wasn't just one for the season. They would have to purchase several for each swimmer since they don't hold up that long. If that's not a sign that there's an arms race and a perspective race that needs a serious adjustment in high school sports, I don't know what is. Fortunately, the school sports community has stepped up and kept the pool level for all participants. The National Federation of State High School Associations, the playing rules-making body for these games, outlawed the suits the same day the executive committee of the Michigan High School Athletic Association banished them. These games are for the masses, regardless of what sport it is. I know of swimming families which struggle to make ends meet, and school swimming programs which could never afford to play the game at the level this high-tech equipment would create. Our games are in danger of, more and more, turning into a haves versus have-nots battle. Parents and schools without the means to attend camp after camp, travel here and there, utilize the services of private trainers, and buy expensive training and game equipment are truly threatened. Thankfully, in this situation, educators have prevailed. The MHSAA Network has begun its second season of providing coverage to high school sports across the state online and on cable television. Last year, the MHSAA Network covered over 400 events ranging from regular season competition in selected sports to MHSAA tournament finals in all sports. And in time for the new school year, the MHSAA.tv website has been redesigned and placed on a more robust platform to improve service. You can watch for more same-day or next-day availability of regular season contests online, including the featured MHSAA game night event every week. A number of schools in the Capital Area Activities Conference in mid-Michigan will also be creating content to place on the MHSAA.tv platform, and watch for more schools to join that safe video streaming program during the winter and spring months. MHSAA Network programming will also be available on participating cable systems like Comcast on Channel 900, where you'll be able to watch a number of games each week in their entirety, and highlights on Comcast Video On Demand service. Just go to the On Demand channel, click on Get Local, and then click on MHSAA to watch. Comcast will also continue to carry a great MHSAA Classic game every day at 3 p.m. For a complete schedule, visit the MHSAA.tv website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.